Hi, I'm Maria Nagaga, a program manager on the Visual Studio and .NET team. Today, I'd like to share some of my favorite features in ASP.NET Core 1.1. In this video, we're going to be looking at an overview of ASP.NET Core and the previews that you can start using today. I'll also be doing a couple of demos on performance and Azure integration. And finally, we're going to have a look at the resources where you can learn more. In October, we were happy to announce the release of ASP.NET Core 1.1 Preview 1. So let's look at the few features that came with it. Some of the features we'll be looking at today include URL rewriting middleware. With this feature, you can configure your application to use IIS rewrite module, Apache mod rewrites, or C# code. As you can see from this example, we can use standard browser redirects or URL rewriting, which gives a different URL to the next steps in the HTTP pipeline, tricking it into thinking that a different address was requested. Another feature is view components as tag helpers. You might be familiar with partial views, which are useful when you have reusable parts of web pages you're using across multiple views, like menus. In situations where you're rendering small pieces of content like shopping carts or dynamic menus, you might use view components. Previously, to invoke a view component from a view, you would use the component.invokeAsync method and pass a view component argument using an anonymous object like this. Instead, you can invoke a component like you would a tag helper while still getting the IntelliSense of a view component parameters. Middleware as MVC filters was another feature we introduced in 1.1. Typically, middleware lives inside a global request handling pipeline. With middleware as MVC filters, you can now apply your middleware resources to a specific controller or action. For example, you can add caching middleware to a specific action. Performance has been a big feature with ASP.NET Core. In 1.1, we shipped three features that focus on just that. View compilation is one of them. Typically, your Razor pages get compiled the first time someone goes to visit your site. View compilation lets you pre-compile your views so that they're warm and ready to go immediately in production. Response caching puts you, the developer, in control of caching headers sent to the browser. This reduces the number of requests a client or a proxy makes to the server. And finally, response compression. You can now add gzip compression to the ASP.NET HTTP pipeline. This feature allows ASP.NET's Kestrel server to do your compression instead of the front-end web server. So let's go ahead and look at some demos. So I'm going to show you response compression. In this demo, I'm in Visual Studio right now, and I don't have response compression in my Nerd Dinner application. So let's go ahead and look at what that looks like. So this is Nerd Dinner running in the browser. And as you can see, I'm bringing in 34.5K. That's pretty big. So let's see what happens when I turn response compression on. So here I am in my code, and I'm going to comment out a couple of lines. First of all, I'm going to add response compression to my middleware. I'm also going to turn on the services as well. So let's run the application again. I've restarted my application with response compression turned on. So I'm going to go into F12 to look at my developer tools. Once I've refreshed the page, you've noticed that my 35K has come out to 4.6K. So I'm going to click into localhost. And you can see right here, response compression is turned on. So that is the look at response compression. In ASP.NET Core 1.1, we have a couple of new features that allow you to light up your application in Azure. App service logging is one of them. ASP.NET Core now easily plugs into Azure Diagnostics with a simple NuGet package. Now you can apply the power of the cloud in your apps, diagnostics, and login. Key Vault configuration was another feature we added. This feature allows you to retrieve configuration from Key Vault secrets on application start and hold it in memory. And finally, we have storage data protection key repositories. You can now store your data protection keys in Azure or Redis. This feature allows keys to be shared across several instances of a website. So let's have a look at some demos. The next feature I want to show you is the Azure App Service login. By simply adding Use Azure App Services, I was able to light up the diagnostics tools in Azure. So let's go ahead and have a look. So this is it working in Azure. By adding in that simple line of code and pulling in the NuGet package, we're able to light up the diagnostic logging within Azure. So now since we've learned a couple of new features, here are some additional resources. Learn more about ASP.NET Core at the Microsoft Virtual Academy, and make sure to check out the ASP.NET Core 1.1 features at aka.ms/ASP.NET Core 1-1. And make sure to get started with ASP.NET Core as well at .NET. And don't forget to visit Channel 9. Thanks for watching.